I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Lake Clarity.
H.P. Lovecraft once said, "The oldest and strongest emotion of mankind is fear, and the oldest and strongest kind of fear is the fear of the unknown."
Seth, are you going to be recording this entire trip?
You bet your buns I am. I want to be ready to record any discoveries we might stumble upon. I mean, guys, we might be the first people up here in years.
It's just an old campground. I doubt there's anything up there besides cobwebs.
I don't know, man. I'm with Seth. Anything is possible.
Worst comes to worst, I'll just start making up ghost stories. Alrighty, so going around, we have the lovely, the kind, the Brandon.
Hey everybody, I'm Brandon.
Thanks, Brandon. The girl with the stick up her butt is Erin.
Aw, thanks, asshole.
Next up is Allie, the meme.
You're a meme.
And of course, last but not least in my heart is my true love, the apple of my eye, Mike.
What do I do?
Just talk into the mic, fool.
Hi, guys.
Guys, can you pipe down? I'm trying to drive here.
Okay, Mom. Don't make me turn this car around.
Actually, wait. If we're turning this car around, can we go back to that 7-Eleven? I really need to pee.
Really? You just went.
What can I say? I drink a lot of water.
If Mike's directions are right, then we should almost be there.
Guys, I don't know if I can hold it that long.
Oh, dear God.
Yeah, I'm gonna need that bottle.
No, 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 no.
Erin, pull over, quick.
Too late, everybody.
Dude, are you seriously peeing in my mom's car?
Nah, just kidding. I didn't pee in your mom's car.
Dude, ugh, you're kidding.
How am I friends with you? And here we are. Listeners, what we see before us is an extremely dilapidated summer camp. Truly, I wouldn't want to sleep in these cabins. In fact, it looks like one of the boys' cabins collapsed in on itself. Across the clearing, it looks like the girls' cabins are just off the shore of the lake. Hey, Mike?
Yeah?
We brought tents, right? I don't know about you, but dying in an old summer camp isn't on my to-do list for this week. So who's sleeping where?
Well, Allie and I are sharing a tent, and then you three get a tent. Enjoy the guy tent, Seth.
I take it back. Suddenly those abandoned cabins seem a lot better. Come on, Erin, you can't make me room with these savages.
Don't worry, Seth. I won't let Mike stink the tent up.
Says the guy who just Dutch ovened us all on the car ride up.
I mean, if you really wanted, you could sleep in the car.
By myself? Do you know how cold I'd get?
Is anything good enough for you?
Yes, a queen-sized bed, warm hot cocoa, and a butler reading me bedtime stories.
You're such a pansy.
Pansy and proud.
You're ridiculous.
But you love me anyway. So, where are you guys thinking of setting up the tents?
I want to sleep next to the totem pole.
What? Where's the totem pole?
See it over there? Between the flagpole and the big bonfire pit?
Ooh!
Brandon, wait up!
Hey, come back here and help us carry this shit.
Nah, man, I'm free like the eagle.
Sorry, we're eagles now.
Ka-caw, ka-caw!
Tents up.
Yay, progress!
Would have been faster if somebody had helped.
Seth and I were busy taking a spiritual adventure by becoming eagles, then bears, then hyenas, then sloths.
But we did get a chance to explore the camp a bit. Did you know there's a headmaster's cabin behind the mess hall?
Yeah, it was all locked up and stuff, but it seemed pretty cool.
We should go check it out when it's not nighttime and full of ghosts.
But now, we drink.
Did you bring anything good?
Does it matter? You drink it anyway.
Fight me.
What am I about to pour down my throat?
Happiness.
Depression.
What?
Friendship.
Oh, God.
Here's to our final summer together. You guys have been such great friends for the last 4 years, and hopefully we'll remain great friends for the rest of our lives. To a lifetime of friendship.
Oh, that was god-awful.
Was that your first beer, buddy?
Keep drinking.
I will, but first, it's story time. Founded in 1961, Camp Clarity was intended as a co-ed multipurpose summer camp. It had various activities such as rowing, hiking, candle making, teepee construction, and team obstacle courses. Though after 4 years of operation, Camp Clarity was closed due to water contamination from a nearby mine. After the nearby mine closed in 1973, the United States Forest Service purchased the property to establish it as a ranger station. This too resulted as a failure, and the campgrounds were left abandoned. In 2009, a local Colorado writer published a collection of short stories, one of which was about a fictitious curse that surrounded the land that the summer camp was built on. To this day, it remains abandoned, and no action has been set forward to tear it down.
Great story. Now drink!
You're really not letting me get out of this, are you?
I'll make an alcoholic out of you yet.
Dude, I wonder where the mines are. We could totally sneak in.
I don't know if that's...
Come on, man. Didn't you say the reason you're recording this was to document all the cool adventures we'd go on?
Yeah, you're right. Anything for the listeners. I just don't want to be the first one in. So it's, 2:42 a.m. and everyone is asleep, and I swore I heard something outside, so I'm going to go check it out. Let's see what's going on. False alarm. No monsters here, just a deer. Wow, it's nice out here. Maybe I should get out more often. Day two of our wonderful adventure at Camp Clarity. Guys? Guys, where's the breakfast?
Seth, hurry! Come over here, I just got a huge fish.
Okay, just a sec. Wait, where is everyone else?
Hey, would you, hand me the recorder?
Sure, why?
No reason.
Ah!
Oh my god, you mother licker!
You alright?
Yeah, I'm definitely awake now.
Go back to sleep.
Okay, now that I am dry and everyone is fed, it's time for our first adventure. All right, Brandon, what's up?
The sky?
I mean, what are we about to do?
Continue participating in our mostly meaningless lives and making choices that have no real effect on the world.
All right. Aaron, tell us what we're about to do. Come on, this isn't a calc quiz. Let's try that one more time. Allie, what are we doing, please?
We're entering the mess hall. Like, literally right now. Damn, this place is deserted. Don't you mean desert, Ed?
We're going to desert you if you make a shitty pun like that again.
After we explored the mysteries of the mess hall, we moved on to the bunk rooms. Most of them were empty, save for the frames of bunk beds. We avoided the boys' cabins that had a caved-in roof, but it looked like a bunch of plants had started growing from the floorboard, so Allie took some artsy photos. Next up is what I've been looking forward to the most, the headmaster's cabin. Only problem is...
It's locked.
After much painstaking labor, we were unable to break into the headmaster's cabin until...
Until we found the unlocked tool shed.
All thanks to Allie. Of course, there wasn't any keys lying around, but Allie found a
crowbar.
Yeah, a crowbar.
If we're breaking in anyway, why don't we just use a rock?
Please. We're classier than a rock.
Come on, let's open this thing up. I want to test out my new crowbar.
Oh, your crowbar, huh?
All right, 5, 4, 3. Voila, door's open.
Whoa, it's so vintage. Oh, snap, check out this bed.
Hey, Seth, come check out this desk.
What's up?
There's a bunch of old newspaper clippings here. Grand opening, best camp. Hero counselor saves drowning camper. Oh, damn. This one is about a missing kid.
What? Which one?
This one.
Tuesday, July 25th, 1972. Joseph, age 9, went missing the night before Camp Clarity's program was set to end. The rest of the children have been brought back into town, and the U.S. Forest Rangers have already begun searching the nearby woods.
This one here says the kid was found, or I guess his body was found, They think he died of exposure, but the article says foul play might have been involved.
Whoa, check out this old map!
Seth, you'll probably want to see this.
Let's see. It looks like a detailed map of the campgrounds and the surrounding areas. What's this?
Oh, that's the mine! See? It's just down the trail. Now we have to go.
Wait, isn't that where they found the body?
Depressing news clips aside, the old map was cool and all, but the coolest thing we found was, drum roll please, an old cassette tape recorder with some blank cassettes. Approximately 5 hours worth of tape.
Let me talk about the map!
Okay, sorry.
So, on the map there's a bunch of hand-drawn symbols marking the nearby landmarks. There's an old mine and a ranger tower. There's also some highlighted trails, which just so happens that one of the trails go right past the abandoned mine. So we're going to hike,
Overlook Trail!
The map is old, so I'm sure the path is mostly overgrown, but we should still be able to find it. I think it connects right to the campground.
So, it's lunchtime. Typically, this would be an exciting part of any day, but it turns out that Brandon and Mike only brought hot dogs and white bread. So it looks like some responsible shoppers will have to take the 45-minute trip down to town tomorrow to buy some real food.
All right. Do we have everything? Flashlights, ropes, good shoes, carabiner, granola bars, flares, and a sense of adventure?
We have flashlights, good shoes, and granola bars.
I have a knife.
I have one, too.
I have my crowbar.
And we probably won't need rope. It's a mine, not a cave.
Caves and mine shafts are basically the same thing.
Technically, mines are man-made caves, but sometimes they branch into or out from naturally forming caves.
Does everyone have a sense of adventure?
Not me.
Oh, and also, I was gonna save these for the final night, but I think they might be more useful now.
You brought glow sticks? Man, I love glow sticks!
Yeah, want a few?
Yes, please!
Oh, can I do it?
Sure.
So, a few miles into our hike and we found a side trail that leads up into the mine. So we followed it and we have officially found the New Horizons Mining Company mine. What else?
Describe what it looks like.
Okay, so the entrance is all boarded off and there's caution tape crisscrossing the boards. Looks like a job for Mr. Sanchez the crowbar. Here, Seth.
For the record, I am against this idea.
Aw, Seth. You're gonna come down with us, right?
Yes.
Attaboy.
All done.
Wow, how utterly dark and terrifying it is down here.
Aaron, you like spiders, right?
Shut up.
So, who wants to go first?
Nose goes.
Damn it.
Just think of it like this. If you set off a booby trap, then you'll die saving all of us.
Aw, just what I always dreamed of.
Do you guys think there are any dead bodies down there?
Ooh, maybe.
You know what there is a lot of?
What?
Spiders.
I really hate you guys.
So, we're about 20 minutes into the mine. The air is cold and musty and smells like dirt. So far, we've encountered a handful of spiders, but there's nothing Aaron screaming and flailing couldn't take care of.
With all the flailing Aaron tripped, I was hoping she set off a booby trap, but it turns out it was just a rock.
But then she fell onto some old boards, and they broke.
Yeah, thanks for all the help, assholes.
Love you, Aaron. So, anyway, the boards broke, and it turns out they were blocking a side passage. Honestly, I think we'd all walked right past it if it wasn't for Aaron. So here we go.
The slope is pretty steep, guys. Be careful.
Yeah, we don't want Aaron tripping again.
Seriously, you guys are the worst.
Is that a light?
So I'm not the only one seeing it?
No, that's definitely a cage light.
And there's a green metal door?
Kinda looks like an old army bunker.
So, are we gonna open it or what?
Yeah, man, let's do this.
Allie, crowbar, please.
Yeah, sure.
Guys, I don't know if a crowbar is going to help you. It's a metal door.
So what should we do then? Say, open sesame, abracadabra,
Kalatu, Barata, Nictu.
Why not knock?
Well, now what?
Whoa, I didn't do that.
It's an old door. It was probably just the metal unbending from...
Okay, so I'm leaving.
Yeah, man, me too. This place doesn't sit right with me.
Allie, Mike, I'll stay here if you two do.
I don't know, man.
I'll do all the knocking.
Fine.
Mike?
Do you even need to ask?
See? Just a fluke, right? Okay, that doesn't mean anything, right? Like I said, probably just the metal unbending. It has to be.
You sure about that? I don't know if it's a coincidence.
What if it's someone who needs help?
Well, considering this place has been abandoned for upwards of 40 years, I wouldn't count on it.
What if it's an animal trying to get out? Like a bear or something?
I doubt that.
We have emerged. The smell of fresh air.
About time. Brandon and I were just about to leave.
Yeah, sorry. Things got weird down there.
What happened? You all good?
Yeah, nothing bad. Just a coincidence, I think.
Did you guys explore any more of the cave?
We went a little deeper into the cave, past the turn. It's caved in, so it looks like we've explored as much as we can.
We should head back to camp before it gets dark.
We decided we'd all take a week-long trip up to Lake Clarity to celebrate our last summer together. Mike, Allie, Aaron, and Brandon have been my best friends since freshman year, and in a few short months we were all heading our separate ways for college. I was planning on staying in Denver, but everyone else was flying far away. I host a podcast and thought it would be fun to bring some spooky content to my project and maybe capture some memories in the process. The camp was old, and truthfully, I didn't think we'd find anything at all, aside from maybe some old Boy Scout stickers, but I was hopeful. Lake Clarity is one of those places that only exists in horror stories. It's like Crystal Lake. We thought it was just an old summer camp that went out of business and never got torn down. We had no idea what we were getting ourselves into. Now please take me back to camp. You have no idea what's going on up there. The things we've seen.
Seth, you need to tell us what happened to your friends.
Did you guys explore any more of the cave?
We went a little deeper into the cave, past the turn. It's caved in, so it looks like we've explored as much as we can.
We should head back to camp before it gets dark.
Yeah, I just want to get the hell out of here. That cave is creepy.
You guys are a bunch of babies.
At least we're not dead babies.
Good one! Guys,
I thought we agreed no more dead baby jokes.
Yeah, guys.
Says the culprit who started the dead baby jokes.
Hey, I didn't start the trend. I just embraced it.
Okay, well, I'm finishing the trend. No more dead baby jokes.
Listeners, you're witnessing the end of a golden era.
We got back to camp from our hike just a little while ago, and I've been messing around with the old recorder, and it's completely functional. The mic's not half bad for its time either, but the playback is a little scratchy and muted, but it could be really fun to use for the rest of our adventures.
And while this nerd was tweaking with the old recorder,
I was planning our kick-ass morning hike for tomorrow.
Hot dogs are ready.
Ugh. Listeners, we made it.
Wow, this view.
I know, right? I wouldn't mind staying here all day.
Yes, please. Let's never move from this location. I don't want to ever have to take that horrible trail ever again. My shins are on fire.
That's the spirit, buddy.
Oh, God. Tell me you brought the food bars.
Food bars?
Granola bars or whatever. I don't care. Just feed me.
Do you want blueberry or lemon zest?
Blueberry? Lemon zest? What? Where's the chocolate chips? The caramel drizzle?
Oh, dude, these are way healthier for you.
Hey, guys, come here. You gotta check this out.
Just give me a minute to eat this. Blueberry granola bar and be miserable.
Seth, man, you should really check this out. Mike, you too.
Fine.
Ugh. Whoa, you're right. This view is almost worth the last hour of agony. What did you want us to see?
See that down there? The little clearing in the trees at the base of the peak?
I don't think so. Where? Oh! Listeners, Brandon here. Say hi, Brandon.
Hi, Brandon.
Good enough. Brandon has pointed out a small concrete structure in the middle of a clearing at the base of the peak on which we stand currently. It's hard to make it out from up here, but it looks like there is a chain link fence around the concrete structure.
So what you think? Should we go down there? Then we can see what we can break into.
Can you break into a place that's abandoned?
Seth, are we gonna go down there?
My shins be damned, it's worth it. Let's do this.
You're not finishing your granola bar?
Yuck, I have a bag of Lay's waiting back at camp for me. Greasy, salty, fattening Lay's. We're lost.
We're not lost.
Where are we then, Mike?
Hey guys, I think we've made it back onto Overlook Trail.
Okay, maybe we're not lost.
Told you, we're actually really close to camp.
Maybe we should just go back to camp then. I'm starving.
I'm with Brandon. We should get some food and then we could try to go back to the concrete structure after lunch.
I don't know how we missed it, but I could really go for those potato chips right about now.
Fine, but we are going back after lunch.
Finally back at camp and it's time for lunch. Today it's hot dogs, which just so happens to be what we're having for dinner for the next 3 days. And my chips are all gone. Okay, that's it. Aaron, let's go down to town. I can't eat another hot dog.
Finally.
So, Seth left his mic up here, and I decided I'd fill everyone in on the situation. Obviously, Brandon and I bought hot dogs because they're easy to cook and filling, but no, that's not good enough for us. Brandon and I decided we'd plan out our next hike so we'd be sure not to miss that thing we saw on the last hike. It turns out there's a fork in the trail that goes right past the spot that we saw that concrete structure. So, I think after we have some real food, we're going to hike back over. But here's the thing. The first half of the trail is the same one we took this morning, which Seth hated. This will be perfect.
Hey there. How y'all doing this afternoon?
We're doing pretty good. Just relaxing before we take a hike. We're just waiting for a couple of our friends to get back in town for some grocery shopping.
I see you've made camp here. Are you from around these parts? You don't look too familiar.
Actually, we're from the Denver area. We came up to celebrate our graduation.
Well, that's nice. Have you ever been up here before?
No, our friend had read about this place and recommended we come up here.
You read about it?
Yeah, some author named Don Parker or something like that.
I see. Well, I'm sorry to disappoint you, but this area is restricted.
Actually, we thought this was owned by the United States Forest Service.
It is, but the area is off limits. Closed down for the season. We've been seeing an influx of bear activity in the area and would like to keep the public safe. I'm going to have to ask you to all leave the premises.
Ma'am, we just got here. We didn't mean any trouble.
Yeah, we'll get out of here right away, sir. I mean, ma'am. Well, as soon as our friends get back.
That'll be just fine. There's an approved campsite just 23 miles east of here.
Sure, that shouldn't be a problem.
All right, well, I'll be back tonight to see that you and your friends have left. Be careful out here.
Goodbye! Man, that's crazy. I haven't seen any bears. I guess we should start packing.
This sucks. What about the hike?
That's bogus. We are going on this hike. We haven't seen any bears out here. We'll be fine.
Seth and Aaron aren't going to want to stick around if they hear about bears.
Which is why we aren't going to tell them. Look, we'll go on the hike after lunch, come back, and then pack up camp. It'll take like 20 minutes and then we'll be gone before the ranger comes back. It'll be fine.
Yeah, I guess that will be all right.
I don't know, Mike.
We'll be fine. We haven't seen any bears, and even if we did, we're a force to be reckoned with. We have the crowbar and knives.
I guess. And Aaron has some bear mace, too.
And we didn't see any bears yesterday or last night.
It's settled, then. We won't tell Aaron or Seth till after the hike, and then we'll get out of here before the ranger comes back to check in so we don't get any trouble. Now, you guys want to go for a swim?
I'm down.
I'm good. I'll wait till Aaron and Seth get back. We're back!
Hey, Allie, do you have my mic?
I think Mike took it.
Why do you give it to him?
I don't know, I just thought he wanted to, like, say hi on it or something.
It's fine, just, did he turn it off?
I really don't know, I'm sorry. Oh, wait, here it is. but I really don't know how to see...
Here, I'll take that. Jesus, you guys almost drained the entire battery. That's all I had for this weekend. Now we won't have it for the hike, and now I'll have to go into town and charge it tomorrow. Dang it!
What's up?
Mike drained my entire battery.
Well, do you have a charger?
Well, thanks to Aaron, I got to charge the mic up to full capacity with a car charger, and now we get to continue on our audio adventure. I guess Mike has another route plan for the return hike, and he wants us to go now. I was hoping to relax after this morning, but Allie and Brandon are a bit anxious to get going, too. This should be exciting. Wait. These aches. These pains. They feel familiar. I thought you said we were taking a different route. This is the same path we went up this morning.
What? No.
Yes, it is. There's that gosh darn tree with the pink ribbon. Allie took a photo of it this morning.
Man, this low altitude must be getting to your head. Do you need some gosh darn water?
I'm not some Californian mom landing in Colorado for the first time. We passed this tree. Mike, I thought we were taking a different route back to the structure.
I said no such thing.
You're the worst. This is the hardest hike in the area. I think you enjoy seeing us suffer.
Or maybe Mike is taking us deep into the woods so he can kill us.
Nah, he's probably just trying to find some bears so he can watch them shower.
Are we talking about Mike's obsession with bears?
I'm not obsessed. I did one paper on them once, and I said they were smart animals.
You also said that they showered, and that you always wanted to see a bear shower.
What? I never said that.
Yes, you did.
I did not. How would you know?
We were in Connolly's class together.
I didn't say I wanted to watch a bear shower.
Okay, but actually, how close are we?
Closer than we were 5 minutes ago.
I hate you so much right now. Listeners, we're standing outside the concrete structure we saw earlier today. There's a few meters of grass.
Meters? Seriously, man. What a stupid form of measurement.
Sorry, feet of grass between the structure and the rusted chain link fence that surrounds it. The concrete structure itself is maybe a few square feet around, rounded on top, with an old green metal door.
That looks a lot like the one in the mine.
You're kind of right. Different shape, but same color.
The structure is maybe 6 feet tall and about 4 feet wide. Oh, and there are yellow signs all over the fence saying it's electric. So Mike, being the smart guy he is, has decided to take it upon himself to test this. Thus far, he has already thrown a stick at the fence and we witnessed no explosion of sparks, so we move on to test two. Mike is going to touch the fence.
Mike!
Shit!
Gotcha.
You dick!
So, are we climbing over it, or...
Well, there's a door over there.
I'm sure that must be locked.
Looks unlocked to me.
Okay, fine. The old rusted fence wasn't locked, but surely this bunker is. There's no way someone leaves an unlocked bunker out here. Honestly, chances are this is some old abandoned military installation. In which case, it's most definitely locked.
I don't know, man. There's a big handle there. How about this? I bet you $10 it's unlocked.
Oh, you're on. Oh, you've got to be joking.
Pay up! Check this out. Looks like there's a ladder that goes down. Who wants to go first?
Mike, this is up your alley.
Sure. Anyone got a flashlight?
You didn't bring your own?
I've got the small little dinky one.
You can borrow my lighter.
Allie, give me yours.
What? My lighter's not good enough for you?
Oh, what is this, a 70s concert?
What do you think is down there?
If I had to guess, I'd say it's probably a Titan missile station.
What's a Titan missile station?
During the Cold War, the U.S. built a bunch of secret underground bunkers to launch missiles from, just in case the Russians ever attacked us.
Oh yeah, aren't there a bunch of them in Colorado?
Yeah, but they're all abandoned. They were too expensive to maintain, so the government shut them all down. Well, props to you, Mike. I am thoroughly surprised. I didn't think we'd make it out here.
I thought you'd like it.
How long is the climb?
I don't know, two, maybe three stories. Shouldn't be too bad.
Ugh.
So, Aaron, since I am risking my life and scouting ahead, will you please give me your light?
You planned this trip. You should have been prepared.
Prepared? Don't talk to me about being prepared. You were the Girl Scout.
Being prepared is the Boy Scouts motto, you idiot.
Quit it, you two.
I could really use some light. Could you guys at least shine the flashlights down this direction?
Fine.
How's that?
That's better.
Thanks, ladies.
See anything interesting down there, Mike?
Why don't you come see for yourself, cowboy?
Well, does everything look safe?
I'm fine, if that's what you're asking. But seriously, I still can't see the bottom. You guys should probably start following down with the lights if you want me to see anything. Come on, Seth.
All right, here I come.
I'll take the end. Aaron and Allie, you go ahead.
Because of the dark?
Yeah.
Hey, Mike, how are we looking down there? Mike?
Mike, this isn't funny.
Guys, what should we do?
Guys!
Ah!
Shit! Whoa, what's your deal?
You scared the piss out of me, you asshole!
Sorry.
But you won't believe how crazy everything looks down here.
Wow.
Hey guys, can you keep the lights pointed in this direction? I'm kind of freaking out right now.
Oh yeah. Sorry, Brandon.
You're doing great, buddy.
But seriously, guys, do you think there might be a light switch down here? I'm not feeling so great.
Actually, man, now that you mention it, I did just see one of those big power levers.
Come on, Mike, you're stealing all my thunder. How am I supposed to be a cool adventurer if you keep finding everything?
It's right here.
Hey, give me my flashlight back.
Loser.
Whoa. Can I pull it? I think it's jammed.
Step aside. Let the professional handle it.
The professional what? Lever puller?
I'm sure all of us together could get it down.
All right, maybe Seth should stand over here.
Yeah,
okay.
Hurry, hurry. I'm cramping.
All right. Okay, you're going to pull it now?
Why are your hands so sweaty? All right.
Okay.
Yeah.
What a jip.
Yeah, that was anticlimactic.
I bet that's what she said.
Should we try turning it on and off again?
It's not a computer, it's...
A facility-wide military generator.
Well, yeah, but...
Okay, this place is actually creepier with the lights on.
Hey, where's Allie?
Oh, crap. Who saw her last?
She had a flashlight. I thought I saw her go out through that door.
You don't think that...
Guys, you gotta check this out!
What'd you find?
Just come!
Do I have to?
Would you rather stay here, in the dark, by yourself?
Good point.
It's just the room across the hall.
Are you pansies gonna go back up to the surface and leave all this exploring for Seth, Allie, and me?
Seth, Allie, and I.
Whatever. Are you guys gonna leave us, like you did at the caves?
Oddly enough, I actually feel safer in here than I did in those caves.
Yeah, I'm sure you're used to dark, dingy places.
And what's that supposed to mean?
Sorry, what's that? Can't hear you. I'm having fun exploring.
Wait up, I don't have a flashlight. You guys coming?
I mean, why not? We already broke into a top secret facility.
I don't think they monitor these places. All the old Titan missile silos are off limits, but no one really cares.
If we get caught and go to jail, I'm blaming you.
They wouldn't send us to jail. They'd exile us. Duh.
Oh, because that's so much better.
I wouldn't mind going to Cuba.
Come on, hurry up!
What is this place?
Call me crazy, but this doesn't seem like a missile launch site at all.
Allie Cat, where you at?
Allie?
Jesus!
Oh my gosh!
Shit!
Gotcha!
Did you really have to do that, Allie? I already get it enough from these guys.
That was a good one, I have to admit.
You know, this kind of reminds me of one of those asylum observatory rooms.
Aw, man, don't say that. I'm the one standing in the padded room.
Hey, Allie, not to make things worse, but...
Is that blood on the wall behind you? And it looks like whatever was on your side was trying to get out. See the cracks in the glass?
Cracks? What do you mean, blood? Oh, shit, I'm coming back to you guys. Ew.
Jesus, finally, I do not want to go back in there.
I'd be more worried about whatever was trying to get out.
What do you mean?
Well, something left giant fist-shaped cracks in the glass. I doubt it was you. See?
Holy shit.
Allie, calm down. Mike's just making up nonsense.
I don't know.
Man, I didn't realize how trash this place was.
You don't think any of these computers work, do you?
I mean, if the generator worked, I'm guessing the computers would too. Unless they're rusted, CRTs were notorious for decaying over time.
Nothing on these ones. What about you?
Wait, I think maybe... Nope, nothing over here either.
Maybe the papers say something?
There are a lot of papers. Maybe try looking for any manila envelopes that say top secret on them?
This isn't a spy movie. People don't do that.
Found one.
Wait, really?
You're joking.
Yeah, I'm joking. I just wanted to get Seth's hopes up.
You're cruel. Jeez, it's dusty down here.
So what now? We go back up?
We should keep exploring.
Well, I thought I'd seen another door in that first room with the power lever.
Let's go back and check it out.
How are you doing over there, Brandon?
I'm okay. Just glad it isn't dark anymore. This is actually pretty cool.
This door is really heavy.
Guys, if somebody put something heavy in front of the door, it was probably for a good reason.
I'm with Aaron on this. What if there was some roided up lunatic running around?
Oh, you guys have no sense of adventure. Look, let's keep going forward and check out this room.
All right, let's do it.
It's still stuck.
I got you, Alley Cat. On three. One, two, three! Ha ha! Booyah! Let's give it another push.
And the grand reveal. It's a conference room? Gonna be honest, I'm a little bit let down by this room. The crazy room was much more creepy.
Oh, I'm sorry. Is this not cool enough for you?
I want to go explore those hallways.
I kind of want to see what's past the conference room. Who has a flashlight?
Me.
I do too.
And who has weapons?
Crowbar at your service.
And I have my knife.
I got a knife too.
I got snacks.
Okay, how about this? Allie and I go into this office, and you three investigate out in the hallway, maybe some other rooms. Deal?
What? What do I have to go with him?
No one can trust Aaron with a knife, and Brandon listed snacks as a weapon.
Ugh, fine.
Oh, and Brandon, one more thing.
Yeah?
Take this.
Don't mind if I do. How do I use it?
I already loaded a tape onto it, so all you need to do is hit the big red button and it'll start recording. This stops and this plays it back, and if it runs out of tape, you just hit this and put in a new cassette. Sound good?
Yeah, I got you.
Thanks. Record everything.
Meet back here in 10?
And what do we do if things go terribly wrong?
We meet back at camp. Deal?
Sounds good.
Don't let Aaron use her knife.
Jerk.
Are you really going to carry that thing around?
Absolutely. I have a mission to uphold.
Oh, brother.
What could possibly go wrong?
Knowing them, everything. Well, where do we start?
Let's dive into the sea of cubicles.
You seem way too excited about this. What's that?
It's just an old floppy disk. I bet it had something vital and top secret on it.
Like what?
Who knows?
Why'd you do that?
Because the last time you saw a floppy disk, it was the save icon on your Word document. No one uses them anymore.
But maybe, like, it had instructions to a nuke or something?
Honestly, you might be right. This place is definitely Cold War era equipment. I mean, if the computers didn't give it away, then it was the tiling. Seriously, when was the last time you saw floor tiles like these?
Yeah, wow. I guess you're right. It's like we're in a movie.
I'm just saying, the place is old. We should probably watch our steps. These places were built strong, but without proper upkeep... God, I'm surprised we haven't fallen through the floor already.
Whatever. It's all concrete.
I mean, yeah. I was just trying to get you back from earlier. Anyways, I'm guessing everything in here is probably locked, so...
Mr. Sanchez?
Mr. Sanchez. How about this one?
Whoopee, manila envelopes.
It's all employee files. I mean, I guess that's important. Explains the lock.
Well, that was a bust.
Let's try another one.
How about that one?
The one in the corner? Sure.
All right, hold it up while I pry. It's tall and I don't want it falling on me.
Oh yeah, sure.
Wowza.
Huh. Project McCheech.
What is it?
I don't know. The file is mostly a bunch of old newspaper clippings.
Let me see.
They're mostly missing people's reports. Okay, not to get all, like, government conspiracy on you, but you don't think this Project McCheech is, like, government abductions or whatever, do you?
I mean, government kidnappings only happen in TV shows and horror movies. Maybe they were studying some sort of pattern, like alien abductions or something.
Oh, of course, the government kidnapping people is totally unbelievable, but aliens? Much better. Of course, how could I be so naive?
Shut up. I just don't think that they were taking them. This is the middle of the mountains. Tons of people go missing in nature.
Sure, I just don't get why they'd have clippings of each case. Huh, that's funny.
What?
They have tons of clippings, but I can't find one on Joseph, and he's the one who went missing closest to here. Everyone else is a few miles away.
When did the camp shut down? Maybe it was after the base closed.
I don't think so. There's articles from February of 67 all the way to October of 1972. Joseph went missing in 72, right? End of July?
I think so.
I'm probably way overthinking it. I'll read the rest of it when we get back to camp tonight.
What, you're gonna take the files?
We haven't been caught so far. Who's gonna miss them?
Fair enough. What's next?
I guess we keep going? There's another door in the corner of the room. Should we venture to see where it leads?
Works with me. Do you really think this place was just an old Titan missile silo?
I mean, I think so. We came down into a control room, and so far it seems like it's a standard base.
Do you think we should go down these stairs?
Yeah, let's go. Though I am kind of surprised there's a bunch of old computers and stuff still here. Usually they clear all of those things out, leaving nothing but the walls.
Why didn't they just take everything then?
Well, I'm wondering if it's because it's so secluded. Like, I get the importance of having a secret military base to defeat the Communist Party and all, but even with the freshly paved roads of 2017, we still had quite the time getting up here. Windy roads, lots of tunnels, and a lot of gas. I'm sure it was probably impractical to get all of the equipment up here, and even more to dismantle it and ship it out.
Yeah, I guess that makes sense.
After you.
No, after you, I insist.
Hey, you're the one with the crowbar, you get to go first.
Jeez, even with the lights on, this place is dark. Shine the flashlight on me?
Ooh, nifty.
More like creepy.
It's just a bunch of bunk beds.
Jesus, there's tons.
That's odd. Check this out. All the beds are properly made.
And?
Well, it's just odd. First, they leave the base largely unsealed, which sure is kind of common, but they also left all the equipment here, and all the beds are made. Do you see what I'm getting at?
Someone left in a hurry?
Exactly. Midday, something bad happened and everyone evacuated.
So, should we maybe not be in here then?
I mean, I feel fine. If there was nuclear radiation, I'd reckon we'd probably feel it.
Yeah, I guess so. Hey, shine the light over here. I can't read this.
To Northwest Entrance. Never hurts having a second way out.
I just don't get it.
Get what?
Why would they put a base so close to a summer camp? And a lake? Like, wouldn't they want it to be hidden in a mountain?
Who knows what goes through the minds of these military planners? I'm just shocked. What the hell?
What happened to the lights?
We should probably get back to the others. Yeah, one sec. Mike!
Guys! Hello?
Should we go looking for them?
I mean, where else would they be? They came down this hall, right?
I'm pretty positive, yeah. Honestly, they probably just walked off without us. You know they would.
Ugh, you're right.
I mean, worst comes to worst. We can just head back to camp and meet them there, right?
I guess. Let's walk around a bit more. Maybe we'll run into them?
Sounds good with me.
So, we've decided to head back to camp.
Through the northwest exit.
Because who wouldn't enjoy spending more time in a creepy, abandoned military compound?
After you.
Why are you making me go down the creepy tunnel first?
Look, see? There's a light at the end of the tunnel.
Oh yeah, that's totally not ominous or creepy or anything.
I was hoping it might be our escape. Look, it's either this or we go climb back up the 3-story ladder.
All right. Let's go.
So after you?
Ugh.
Here, hold this.
Hurry up!
I'm working on it.
Well, this is unexpected.
Are we in a basement?
Looks like it.
So then, I guess we're at some sort of outpost then, right?
Ugh, do you smell that?
Whoa, that's pungent. What's it coming from?
Look.
Oh, God.
That's vile.
What do you think killed all those deer?
I don't even want to think about that. Can we get out of here?
Yeah, there's a door up there. Is this a cellar?
Who cares? Let's go. Push!
This isn't an outpost.
Is this someone's house?
I don't know if it is, but it definitely was.
This is all so weird.
You're telling me. Do we explore upstairs or stay down?
Top to bottom?
Works with me.
Seth, come here!
One sec.
What are you doing?
I'm gonna be honest. I was just checking to make sure nobody was home. I'm starting to get a bad feeling.
Well, this might not help at all.
Why? Oh, you've got to be kidding me. Really?
Right.
Besides the fact that we're living and breathing in a horror trope, I'm not feeling good about this little kid's room at all.
Did you find anything else up here?
Yes, actually. There was a gun cabinet in the other room and...
Seth, I'm gonna stop you right there. There's no way we're letting you carry around a gun.
One, I'm the most responsible one in our group, and two, there weren't any guns left, just this.
A toy gun?
You're joking, right?
An orange plastic gun?
It's a flare gun.
Oh. Well, that could be useful.
Yeah, or it could be busted. This thing looks like it's at least 30 years old. We should probably head back to camp. It's starting to get dark.
About time. They're probably worried about us.
It's what they get for abandoning us in that missile silo.
What the fuck was that? Shit, it was probably a bear. That ranger said there were bears up here.
What ranger?
Oh, a ranger came by while you and Aaron were in town. She said we should leave because there's bears up here.
And you didn't tell us why?
Because Mike knew you'd freak out.
Well, yeah, I'm freaking out because now we're stuck in a house with a fucking bear. Let's get out of here.
Shit, go back. I think it's right next to the stairs. Wait, okay, we can head down the stairs.
Wait, Allie.
Yeah?
Keep the recorder on. That way if we die, then they'll know exactly what happened. Ow, I'm sorry.
Asshole, come on. Shit.
Shh, just be quiet. I think we're good to go.
Okay.
Shit, hold on a second. I think I hear it.
Should we go back up?
No, then we'd just be stuck upstairs. Can we make a run for the front door?
I don't know. It might see us. Maybe we could sneak around the stairs and find a back door?
Yeah. Okay, let's do it.
Fuck! Hurry! Move! Shit! Okay. I think we're good.
You sure about that? Hurry, go into the kitchen.
Oh, shit.
Well, I found its meal. God, this is brutal.
I mean, it's dead, right? Fuck, Seth!
Oh, shit. Over here.
Fuck!
Holy hell. Is it still there?
Seth, that's not a bear.
What? Oh, God. We need to get out of here right now. Wait, can we trap it in the door we came out of?
Are you crazy? Let's just get the hell out of here!
For all we know, this thing is much faster than us. We have to make sure it doesn't chase us.
Fuck, okay, how? Why did you throw the light in?
I don't know! Hurry, help me push over this cabinet.
Getting out! Fuck! Let go of me! Seth! Robar!
Fuck! Hurry! Move! Okay. I think we're good.
Fuck! My leg!
Shit!
Are you okay?
How close are we?
Pretty close. Camp is right over there. We just need to keep following the lake.
God, I wish you hadn't thrown that flashlight into the cellar. I keep tripping over stuff.
I'm sorry. I wanted to make it think that we were in there. How's your leg?
It's fine. Just a few cuts on my shin. What was that thing?
I don't know.
Jesus fucking Christ. I just want to get back to the car and get out of this place.
Me too. I don't know what we saw, but... Allie?
Yeah?
If everyone's at camp, wouldn't they have started a fire or something?
Well, we were supposed to leave after our hike anyways. Shit. Actually, the ranger said she'd be back later tonight.
So she's at camp waiting for us?
Probably.
Why did I think this was a good idea?
It's not your fault. We just need to make sure everyone else is safe and get out of here.
At least the ranger can check out your cuts and make sure you're okay.
Yeah, at least that.
Well, looks like they didn't pack up the tents.
Seth, where is everyone? Brandon! Aaron! Guys, come out!
Let's just get you to the car. Aaron has a first aid kit in there, right?
Yeah, I think so.
Doesn't look like the ranger came back.
Oh, well, I should be fine.
What the hell?
Is that blood?
Shit.
Seth, that's a trail of blood. What the fucking fuck?
Just sit down. Shit. Mike! Brandon! Aaron! Help! Thanks. Record everything.
Meet back here in 10?
And what do we do if things go terribly wrong?
We meet back at camp. Deal?
Sounds good.
Don't let Aaron use her knife.
Jerk.
Are you really going to carry that thing around?
Absolutely. I have a mission to uphold.
Oh, brother.
What could possibly go wrong?
Knowing them, everything.
Alrighty. So what are we looking for?
I don't know, something stupid yet interesting for Seth's podcast.
You know he's going to listen to this, right?
Do I care?
This is why no one loves you, Aaron.
Whatever, not true. You're such a...
Jesus, okay, guys, calm down. So this is pretty cool, huh? Probably in the top 10 coolest things you've ever done, right, Aaron?
Yeah, I guess you're right. I just hope we don't get into trouble. I've worked so hard to get into MIT. Shit, we really shouldn't be here, should we?
Live a little. At this point, I don't know anything that could get in your way.
Yeah, you said they loved you at your interview.
Yeah, but...
No buts then. We have some exploring to do.
Oh, man. I do not like that. Mike, can I have your flashlight?
Sure, buddy. Here you go.
Don't you mean my flashlight?
Sharing is caring, Aaron. Should we turn down this hall?
Nah. Let's keep going forward.
Hey, Brandon. Shine the light over there.
It looks like a shipping shaft.
Like a huge-ass elevator?
Yeah.
Where's the elevator?
How big is this place?
Pfft, nothing. What a jip.
Look over here, guys. I found the door.
Primary access. Southeast stairwell.
Hello!
I'm down for exploring past the stairwell, but we should probably wait till after we meet back up with Seth and Allie.
Back to the other hall, then?
I thought you said you wanted to leave.
Okay, fine. Maybe I'm a little curious.
That's the spirit. This way.
Oh, hell no.
This place is ancient, man. Don't worry about it.
Let's hurry. There's still light coming from around the corner.
We've already explored the creepy-ass bloody observatory room. Let's turn left and see what else there is.
There's another door right over here.
There has to be something exciting here. Ooh, what's behind door number one?
There's only one door, you nerd.
Oh, stop being such a Debbie Downer. Here we go. It's blocked. By another freaking filing cabinet. Next!
How are you so incredibly loud and obnoxious? Do you guys think Seth's gonna be okay?
What do you mean?
It's just that he's the only one staying here. We're all moving away.
Isn't that why we're up here together?
It's why we're in this bunker right now. Seth's going to be okay. What about you guys?
I mean, we'll all hang out during breaks and stuff, right?
No. I mean... How do you guys feel about leaving? MIT, ASU? It's big stuff.
I'm scared, man.
Me too.
Ooh, there's another door right there. Brandon, can I get the flashlight back, man?
Seriously, man?
All right, do you want to lead the way?
No.
Let's see what lies in this room.
It's probably a whole lot of nothing.
Okay, no one asked you, Aaron.
High five!
High five!
Oh my god, don't say it, just actually high five!
What fun would that be?
All right, let's do this.
You're actually gonna go in?
Yeah, I will. I just have to psych myself up for it.
I'll go first then. Mike, can I have my light back?
No, that won't work. How about we all go in together? On the count of three. How about you start us off when you're ready, buddy?
All right. One.
Two.
Three. See, not so bad, is it?
I don't like this.
We'll just take a quick look around, and then we'll go back, deal?
That sounds like something the people who always die in horror movies say.
Desks, computers, filing cabinets. This place looks a bit bent out of shape.
I wonder what this room was used for.
Here's a crossword puzzle, pen cup, a log. Subject 7. What do you guys think that's about?
Maybe you weren't too far off about this being an asylum or something.
Except patients have names that most institutions use.
I don't know, guys, but this reminds me of like a booking station for criminals.
But with all this old school equipment and test tubes?
Everything you guys just said is creepy as hell. We should go catch up with Allie and Seth.
Oh, look. There might be another entrance to that room that was blocked by the cabinet. It would make sense. Let's check it out.
What the fuck?
I'm out. Close the door and let's turn right around.
Whoa.
Mike, did you not hear me? I said let's not go into the creepy room with a bunch of jail cells and broken glass.
Oh, relax. Anything that was in here probably died years ago.
Oh, Jesus, it reeks.
You hear that?
Bro, you've got to be joking, right?
Wait, listen. It's coming from over there.
Aaron, come on, back me up here.
I'm a little bit curious. Aren't you?
No, I am not. Let's go.
Oh, come on, it's probably nothing.
And what if it is something?
It sounds like a leaky pipe. Let's just have a little look-see. See, nothing to fear.
What do you think they kept in here?
Communists?
Okay, you've stepped in. Let's go.
Well, enough exploring for today. Let's get out of here.
Jesus Christ!
What the fuck is that? Why is it so... Oh God, its mouth. Look at its mouth.
Brandon, let's go!
Which way? Which way?
Right! Go right!
Where do we go? The elevator doesn't work!
We can... Stairs!
Okay, but up or down?
Up! Hurry!
Are you shitting me?
It's fine. It's fine. We got some light.
I fucking hate this man.
Don't you have those glow sticks?
I forgot. Yeah, I do. Thank God for glow sticks.
You had those the whole time?
I was saving them for an emergency. Like now? Where's this taking us?
Another bunker hatch, maybe? Like the one we came in?
But these are stairs. A hatch would have ladders.
I don't know. Just keep an ear out. Make sure nothing's following us.
Did you guys see its eyes?
I was a little bit more preoccupied with its freakishly long claws. You know, the ones attached to its freakishly long arms?
The sooner we get out of here, the sooner we can put this behind us.
But what about Seth and Allie?
What?
Seth and Allie are still down there. We have to go back and get them.
They're smart, and they know we have the backup plan. If we get lost, we regroup at camp.
Are we really just going to leave them down there?
If we go back now, it might kill us.
And if we don't, it might kill them. We should go back. We have to.
Look, Ranger Jan, or whatever the hell her name was, told us she'd be back soon to check on us. If Seth and Allie don't make it back by then we'll go looking for them. Seth's a smart kid. He's not going to blindly walk into some monster's trap.
You mean like we did?
Yeah, man. Look, think about it. Really think about it. Do you think you could get there through the dark to find them? If we yell their names, we'll just attract attention to ourselves and be put in a bad place. Our best option is to go get help and hope they'll get out okay. Seth's a smart kid.
Plus, they have Allie's crowbar.
I don't like this, but you're right.
Is this it?
I
think so.
Where are we?
Just in case.
Are we back in the mine shaft?
It looks like it. How big is that bunker?
Apparently pretty big. It shouldn't take us long to get back to camp from here.
I can't believe the sun's already set.
I can't believe that you're still recording this.
What if Seth and Allie make it?
When Seth and Allie make it out?
When Seth and Allie make it, they won't believe it and we'll have proof.
Yeah, proof. Evidence. Man, I can't believe what we just saw.
Yeah, but at least that thing isn't following us.
At least as far as we can tell.
We would have heard it, wouldn't we?
I think I can see camp. We're close.
Can you see the others?
No.
It's fine. They'll turn up soon, or the ranger will.
Mike, are you all right?
Yeah, I'm fine. Come on, let's get down there.
Think he's okay?
I don't know. I'm sure he's worried. Him and Seth have been tight since freshman year. They've been through some tough shit together. They're like brothers. I'm sure he's just as worried as I am. He might even start having second thoughts about going back.
Hey, I'm worried too.
Yeah, but you get what I mean.
Yeah, I guess. I've just never seen him like this before. He's always so laid back.
I think we're all scared. I just want everything to be okay. And to get the hell out of here.
Was that thing even real? It looked like some big messed up costume.
If it hadn't literally chased us down the hall, I might believe that. But it did, and I don't.
Hurry up!
Coming!
You're right. I've never seen him like this either.
Seth! Seth! Allie! Allie!
They'll make it up, right?
They have to.
Seth! Anyone?
Mike, just wait until we're closer to camp. I'm sure they'll be there soon, okay?
Allie! Seth!
What was that?
Guys? Seth? Anyone?
I think I heard it too, Aaron. Mike, we heard something.
Heard what? Oh, fuck! Hurry, get to the car!
Right behind you!
Guys, wait up! I can't run as fast as you!
Shit, get in!
Hurry! What the hell?
Oh, shit, no!
Mike, we gotta...
Oh, shit, 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 what do we do?
Can you even see her anywhere?
No, I'm coming. Aaron? Aaron!
Shut up, dude, just listen.
It's that way.
Wait, Mike, we gotta make a plan.
What do we do? We're gonna lose time if we don't follow her. We're gonna lose Aaron.
You're right.
Shit, now I can't hear anything.
Mike, don't give up. We have to go after her.
Of course we do. But we're just gonna fucking die like Aaron.
Hey, we don't know that. Aaron is still alive as far as either of us is concerned.
There's a trail of her fucking blood, Brandon.
Mike, what are you doing?
I'm grabbing the hatchet from the trunk. I'm gonna kill that fucking thing that took Aaron and probably already fucking found Seth and Allie.
Mike, shut the fuck up before I make you shut the fuck up. We're finding our friends, you hear me?
Yeah, I hear you, asshole.
I'm not trying to be an asshole. I'm trying to have some hope.
Well, we need to get going. Are you coming or what?
You're a real piece of work. You know that, Mike? Of course I'm coming.
Then take this and let's go.
A flashlight? You're giving me a flashlight.
You want something else? Go get it. I'm finding our friends.
God damn it. I already have Aaron's flashlight. I'll leave it here just in case.
Do whatever you want, man.
What are you gonna do to that thing by yourself? We gotta take this thing on together.
I don't know. I'm just doing something, okay, man? Look, could you just shine the light on the ground? It's getting darker. Thanks, Brandon.
You're welcome.
Hey, check this out. It's a hatch.
This must have been how it got to us so quickly.
Let's hurry.
Hold on. Wait a minute. Seriously, dude? This is do or die. What are we gonna do when we get down there?
We'll...
How about this? I'll shine the light down on you. You have to wait for me at the bottom. If we run into that thing, you can swing at the neck. I'll go for a low blow tackle. We don't split up. You got me?
Sure.
I said, do you got me? You're gonna wait, right?
Yes. I'm sorry about earlier. I just don't know what the fuck is going on. I'm really losing my shit right now.
I know, man.
Already at the bottom. This one's a lot shorter.
But where are we?
I'm not sure. Let's move forward. This looks a lot like where we were before.
Do you hear that?
I think so. I know this is asking a lot, but can you turn off the flashlight? I don't want it to know we're down here. We should try to sneak up on it.
Jesus Christ. Damn it. Okay. Yeah.
We're just gonna be really quiet. Keep your hand here on the left wall. I'm right here in front of you. Once we're closer to it, we can see what the surroundings are like. But we have to stay inconspicuous.
Okay.
Oh, shit.
What, man?
Brandon, can you carefully hand me the flashlight?
Holy shit. Oh, my God, Aaron. Aaron, are you okay? Aaron. Aaron, I need you to talk to me if you can hear me. Please.
Shit, shit, shit. I can't believe this. Why?
Aaron, please say something. Anything. Shit!
You bastard! I'm gonna kill that motherfucker!
Wait, Mike, no! Mike, we can't leave Aaron!
Just stay here, damn it! Don't leave her side!
No! Shit! Aaron, we're gonna be alright! Right? Right? Oh God, Aaron, please wake up!
Sit down, let me dress your wound.
Seth, what are we going to do?
I don't know. Can you pull your pant leg up?
I can try. Ah! Maybe not.
You mind?
Go for it.
Ah! Sorry.
It's fine. What do you think happened?
I don't know. I'm really worried.
I mean, where's Aaron and Brandon? Didn't Mike say we'd meet back up at the camp?
I'm sure they're fine.
How do you know that? Seth, did you not see all of the blood?
We don't know if that came from any of them, but they must have been here, or somebody was. The car door was left open, and the battery is dead in the car.
I don't know.
Hold still. The faster we can clean your wound, the faster we can find them. All right, on three. Three.
Ah! God, what happened to one and two?
I said on three. Ready?
Yeah, let's go.
I meant to bandage your leg.
Oh.
All patched up.
So, should we just follow the blood?
I don't know. Give me a sec. Let me look around. We should grab anything that might be useful. Better safe than sorry, right?
Yeah. Where are you going?
Just checking the trunk. The hand axe is missing. They definitely came here. It was hidden under the mat. Shit.
Is that all? A flashlight?
It's all that was left. At least we still have your crowbar, right?
Yeah, I almost forgot about that.
Mr. Sanchez to the rescue.
Yeah.
Hey, it'll be okay. Let me pack up the med bag and we can go, all right?
Yeah, okay. I just can't stand to think that the blood is Aaron or Brandon or Mike's. I mean, there's no way that thing at the cabin could have beat us here, right?
I don't know, but Mike wouldn't let anything happen to them without a fight. Maybe none of them are hurt. Maybe that's animal blood, like at the cabin. That's why we need to investigate.
I wonder what happened to that ranger. God, I wish we hadn't gone on that fucking hike. I just want to go home.
I wonder if she knows about that monster we saw.
The Forest Service probably just thinks it's bears. probably no one knows about that thing.
You're probably right. They'd probably have an investigative team out here with scientists if they knew about that beast. Ready to go?
Yeah. Hey, look here! There's a hatch!
The blood ends here. I can't believe we didn't see this before. It's right off the trail.
Well, it is kind of hidden by these bushes. It's so much smaller than the concrete structure. You think it leads...
to the bunker? For sure. Where else would it go?
Yeah, this definitely looks like the bunker. Do you think it's another thing like we saw at the cabin?
Hell, it could be the thing from the cabin for all we know. We locked it down there. Ready?
I thought you closed the tunnel door.
I did, but that thing could be smarter than we think. I mean, remember the house? Only the bottom floor was messy. Upstairs, everything was pristine.
So?
So maybe that thing we saw is smarter than we think, and maybe it's faster than we think, too.
You don't think it got the others, do you?
I don't know.
I have a really bad feeling about this.
We just have to find the others, and then we can all get the hell out of here. You still have the flare gun?
Why?
Just in case something bad happens, we can use it.
Would anyone see it?
Yeah, someone should see it. Town is 45 minutes away. We just shoot it straight up in the air and they should see it.
Then we just have to wait 45 minutes.
Yeah, I guess so.
Well, what if we can't wait that long?
It's the best plan we've got. Look, we'll be okay. Let's keep going.
Please wake up. Was that Brandon?
Hurry, let's go. Can you run?
Kinda.
Brandon!
Seth! Guys, help!
I'm going to go after him. Can you catch up? Here, take the light.
Seth, wait. Shouldn't we stick together?
Shit. Okay, yeah. Come on. I'll help carry you. Brandon! Mike! Aaron!
Over here! Hurry! Thank God you guys are here. Aaron!
No. Oh, no, no. Is she... Shit! Please, tell me... Oh, my God!
How did this happen?
It got her. It... There was so much blood. Aaron, I'm so sorry. Aaron.
Brandon.
I'm so sorry I let this happen. Aaron. Oh, Aaron.
Brandon, I don't... Where's Mike?
He went after that monster.
Are you bleeding too, Brandon?
Yeah. Those claws dug into my leg. I'm in a lot of pain.
Claws?
Allie, I don't feel good about this. Can you patch up Brandon and... I need to go find Mike. We need to get out of here. Together. Where did Mike go, Brandon?
Down that hall to the left.
Allie, you stay with him. Maybe get him back to camp. I'm going to...
You can't leave! What are you going to do if you run into the...
What else is there to do? We can't just leave him, especially if he's still alive.
Okay! Fine. Are you sure?
Brandon needs your help more than I do right now. You need to stay here. Are you going to be okay?
Yeah, I just... Yeah. Be careful, Seth!
Mike! 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 Mike, where are you? Mike? Where? The padded room. What the fuck? Mike! 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 Shit! What the hell is that thing? Oh my God. Oh shit! Mike, run!
Let me go!
Fuck. Fuck! Fuck! Shit! Brandon! Allie!
Seth! We're over here!
What happened?
Mike died right before my eyes. The thing, it just crushed him.
Ma'am?
Yes, Hank?
I think you'll want to hear this, ma'am.
All right, I'm coming. Stay put, Seth. I'll be right back.
I can't do this anymore. I can't.
Thank you for waiting. We need more details. What else happened?
It's on the tapes.
While the recorder was on, we don't know that we're getting the whole truth. We'd like you to fill in exactly what happened.
It was a blur.
But you did see what happened to your friend, right?
Yes.
Could you walk us through it?
I ran down the hall, the way I had come from, and through the hall that led to the hatch we found. I was out of breath and my heart wouldn't stop racing. When I got back to the ladder leading up to the hatch, I saw Brandon and Allie.
What about Aaron?
Brandon was still clinging to her. He had been carrying her with him. He was hysterical. I think we all were at that point, but Brandon... I think he thought that we could still save Aaron, that we could get her to town and medical personnel could help her, but she was gone. And when I didn't come back with Mike, he looked mortified.
Brandon, you have to set her down. We have to go.
No, we can't leave her behind. It will get her.
Brandon, we have to go.
Shit. Oh, God.
Brandon was breaking right before my eyes. As I was running towards them, Allie was trying to tell Brandon to leave Aaron behind, that we'd come back after we found help, but he wouldn't have it. He was convinced her body wouldn't be there to find. That's when the thing we'd seen at the cabin came around the corner. I could see on Brandon's face, he had
Brandon!
No idea that thing
Aaron!
Even existed. The other
I'm
one,
sorry.
The skinny one, in the room with... That must have been the one that killed Aaron. Seeing the monster started all of us up the ladder. I pulled Brandon towards the ladder. Allie had already gotten a head start when I had yelled. Whatever held Brandon frozen in place vanished. He put Aaron's body down, carefully, and followed us up the ladder. I had just gotten my feet onto the ground when I turned and gave Brandon my hand. That's...
Seth.
Oh, God.
Seth, we need you.
I know. I know.
Shit!
Brandon was climbing up. Brandon! Grab my hand! Come on, man! Attaboy! Ugh. His hand was in my hand, and then it wasn't.
Oh, shit!
The hulky thing was trying to drag Brandon back into the bunker, but he was clenching onto the side of the hatch. He called out to me.
Seth! Help!
Brandon! No! I tried. I really did. I tried to pull him up. I even got him halfway out. And then... Jesus Christ, it just ripped him off the ladder and threw him to the ground. He slipped right out of my hands. Then I fell forward, and I guess that was enough movement for the hatch to fall closed. It slammed on my head, and...
Oh my God! Seth, are you okay? Oh God, we have to go.
Is that how you got the gash on your forehead?
Yeah. Allie pulled me out and got me to my feet. That's when we heard... Allie slammed the hatch and started pulling me away. She knew.
Knew what?
That Brandon was dead?
You're certain of that?
His back was snapped in half in front of my very own eyes. I'm certain.
I'm sorry. We'll just have to be sure. I'm sure you understand now. Now please continue.
Well, the hit to the head started to get to me. My vision started blurring. I was feeling faint. Allie was doing her best to support my weight the entire way.
Where?
To the car at first. Allie forgot the battery was dead, and I was disoriented.
Hurry! Are you okay? Your head is bleeding pretty badly.
It's fine. Don't worry about it. Once we get out of here, we can worry about getting patched up. For now... How are we getting out of here?
Shit! I forgot I was dead! Shit!
Okay, we need to think.
Can we try again? Here.
We have to get out of here, Allie.
How?
I don't know. It was me. I drained the fucking battery to charge the mic. Fuck. Fuck!
Calm down. We can't think about this.
God damn it. This is all my fault.
You had no idea this would happen, but we have to get out of here. The highway isn't too far from...
Oh my God. I can't believe this is happening.
Seth! I don't think we're going to outrun that thing. We need to hide, and fast. We need to get to the headmaster's cabin.
Okay.
Broke the latch. We can't lock it.
Let's just hide.
Okay, underneath the desk. Hurry. Jeez, how are you feeling? Your head looks really bad.
I'm fine. Might help if we bandage it, though.
Yeah, I gotcha. Sorry.
It's fine. After Allie bandaged me up, we stayed underneath the desk, silently waiting. For help, for something. The wind blew, the cabin creaked, and nothing came. After a while, I fell asleep. The next recording was left for me by Allie. When I woke up, there was no light left. The sun had completely set, and now everything was bathed in moonlight. I played back Allie's message as I got up and went to the window.
Shit, Seth, I've been trying to wake you up for 5 minutes. Nothing's working, and I'm getting pretty worried. I'm gonna go off and search for help. If you wake up before I get back, don't leave. Just wait for me. I'll see you soon, I guess. Bye.
I didn't think of it at the time, but I guess that was the last time I heard Allie's voice.
Do you think she was attacked?
I don't know.
What happened next?
That's when I heard the footsteps. The monster was near the cabin. I could hear him outside. I ran back under the desk and hid, and after a few very long minutes, I looked up to the window and saw the monster. It was stopped in front of the window. This was the first time I really got a good look at it. Even in the dark, I could see its skin was lumpy and looked burned. It was covered in scars and disproportionate. It's like half of its body hung lower than the other, and its face looked swollen and badly bruised. Its body was larger than a normal man's, but past all the disfiguration, this creature looked as if it was once a man? It was so disturbing.
Seth, please calm down. You're getting yourself worked up. Right now, I need you to finish your story.
All right, so he began to move again, and I saw him going towards the front door. I knew he'd kill me if I stayed there. I had to do something. So I crawled to the window opposite of the door. I unlocked and opened that window. I started throwing things from the desk, camp crafts, a pen cup, and books from the shelves out of the window. It worked. It may have been human at some point, but whatever happened to him seemed to make him pretty feral. He responded to the noise and immediately charged around the corner of the headmaster's cabin. His stomps were vibrating the floorboards. That was my chance. I made a break for it. I started running. My vision started blurring again. I reached the road and I couldn't keep running. I can't remember anything else except that I woke up to you and the other guy picking me up off the road. I must have fainted and, well, I remember you putting me in the back of your car.
That's everything?
Yeah.
When we arrived on the scene, we found you caked in blood, mumbling about something in the woods. Seth, the story you fabricate...
No, stop it right there. You're not going to gaslight me. I know what I saw.
Seth, it is very common during great times of stress for the brain to fabricate its own realities. Sometimes it's easier to believe the monster under the bed rather than the truth.
So that's it? You don't believe that we were attacked, and now...
Two of my best rangers are up there right now, searching, and haven't reported any trace of this monster.
What? So you think I did it? I went up into the mountains with a bunch of my friends and killed them?
No, I don't. I presume you wouldn't have lit the flare and called attention to yourself if...
Wait, you found me because you saw a flare?
Yes.
That must have been Allie! We have to go back for her!
Seth, My rangers have been up there for the past 12 hours. We haven't found anyone alive. There are only 3 bodies so far, but there has been nothing found indicating Allie must still be in the area. And while we don't think there was a monster, we definitely believe you were attacked. They have been a number of bear sightings.
Listen, Ranger, I know what I saw. There's monsters up there. There were at least 2, possibly more, and if we don't go back up right now, more people are going to die.
Ma'am, Taylor just called in. It's urgent.
What's going on?
They said they found something. I think it's best if we go check it out.
Fine. Seth, is there anything else you'd like to say? I need to wrap up.
Bring your biggest gun and kill the fucking thing. Better yet, take me with you. I can help. We need to find Allie. Please. Please?
I can't do that. Maybe we're not done here yet, but I promise we'll do our best to look for your friend. Hank, stay with the kid until I get back. It won't be long.
Sure, ma'am, but... She'll find your friend.
I hope so. You have no idea what's going on, do you?
Sure I do. You and your friends were attacked last night. I'm sorry for your loss, by the way.
Were you there then, with Ranger Joan, when I was found?
I was. I saw the blood, and it wasn't a pretty sight. So, I gotta ask, what did this creature look like?
Why should I tell you? You guys don't even believe me.
Well, I, for one, found your tapes to be very convincing for the...
It's because they are real. This isn't just some story I've been bullshitting. There were 2 monsters. One was big and hulking, taller than you or me, but built strong and heavy. Bulky muscles, lots of scar tissue. The other one, well, it was something else entirely. It was lanky, it had long claws, and its mouth just hung open, revealing this rotten, grotesque...
It sounds like a shaved bear.
A shaved bear?
Sure. Ever seen one? Without the fur, they're these awkward, pale-looking things.
Ranger, what's your name?
It's Hank. Ranger Hank Anderson.
You're new here, right?
2 months in. How'd you guess?
Just a hunch. You know, it's not that hard to tell with the way Joan bosses you around.
Well, of course she does. This has been her precinct for over 20 years.
Long time to work in the woods. So she probably knows all about the disappearances in the area?
What do you mean?
You know, Frank Serrano, Joseph, and about 20 others, plus Don Parker's experience.
Don Parker? He's just some hoaxy author looking for something to sell.
If I hadn't heard him read his essay about Lake Clarity, I'd probably think the same. Ghosts haunt the lake, according to him.
He's a hack.
How would you know? Who knows what's gone on in that bunker?
Bunker?
Yeah, the one where my friends have died. Under the camp?
You've been watching too many sci-fi movies. Bunkers, monsters, ghosts, what else? You're gonna tell me this is all some big government conspiracy?
Well, the thought had crossed my mind.
Look, Seth. People go up into the woods, either by themselves or with friends, and when they come back down the hill, they always claim they have seen some terrible monstrosity that can easily be rationalized away. For example, you hear that search and rescue story about a guy finding a bunch of crazy stairs in the wilderness?
Sure.
All just remnants of old outposts.
What about a bunch of ghosts with red eyes?
Let me ask you this. Up by Lake Clarity, there's a lot of deer. Did you happen to see any deer your first few nights?
Sure.
And before you saw that deer, let me guess, bush rustling, right?
Yeah. It was at the edge of the summer camp. Not too far, but far enough that it took me a minute to see it.
Now, did you have a light on, or did you let your eyes adjust to the moonlight?
Moonlight.
Now, you see, if the light hits their eyes just right, deer's eyes are reflective. You'll either get a greenish-looking sheen.
Like on a cat?
Sure. Or you'll get this reddish reflection.
Sure, and maybe that explains Don...
Yeah, hold on for a second. Let me finish. A lot of people get scared in the woods. You ever wake up and you think you see someone standing in your room, but it just turns out to be a laundry basket full of clothes or a jacket?
Sure.
The same thing happens in the woods, where you're just surrounded by a lot of unfamiliar objects. It's easy for your mind to play tricks on you. Joan said she talked to 3 kids who were waiting on their friends to get back from town. In fact, She said you weren't one of the young adults she had met. So, unless you just so happened to be at the town...
I was.
Then, as we conducted some testimony, I'm sure someone in Nederland can vouch that they saw you.
Yeah, we went to the Blue Owl.
We'll get to it.
980 to 965, over.
Oh, that's me. 965 here, ma'am, over.
Hank, any word from the others? Have they called in? I haven't been able to raise their signal on the walkies. Over.
No, ma'am, nothing since you left. Over.
How's Seth doing? Over.
Yeah, we've just been
Don't tell me you've been talking to him. Over.
I was just keeping an eye on him.
You don't need to talk to him. Just watch him from the window if you have to. It's not like he's going to break out of the interrogation room. Over.
All right, over.
I'll radio back once I've reached Camp Clarity. 980, over and out.
965, over and out. All right, I better get...
Wait, Hank?
Yeah?
If I am telling the truth and there is something up there, Joan won't be able to handle it herself. She even said the other two rangers haven't called in, which means that...
That they were out of the service area. You're smart. I'm sure you're aware there's a lot of forest out here in the Rocky Mountains. And our communication tower can only cover so much of it.
Hank, look at me. All but maybe one of my friends is dead. You have to take me back to Lake Clarity. I have to at least try and find Allie.
Seth, you know that.
Hank, you were sworn to help protect and serve, right?
Not quite. More of a search and rescue sort.
Then I need you to help me search and rescue Allie. She is one of my best friends. If I don't do this, it will haunt me for the rest of my life.
Over. I repeat, 965 to 980. Over. Joan. Joan.
Okay, we're gonna just have to head up there and see that things are in order. No one's responding back, but once that's done, we'll come straight back. However, I'm gonna need to handcuff you, and you won't be leaving the truck.
Are you kidding? I've spent the last 3 days up there. I know the campgrounds, and I know where Allie might be hiding. You can't handcuff me.
It's my job to search and rescue, so leave it up to me.
Hank, you gonna let me out of these handcuffs?
Seth, it's bad enough that I've taken you with me. However, it's the only thing I could do. I couldn't leave you at the station by yourself, but I need to make sure Joan and the other Rangers are okay. You know, as partners, we're supposed to investigate as a Whoa! That's weird. What's Joan's truck doing out here? Camp is another 5 minutes up the road.
She's definitely not in there?
No, it's empty. Looks like she walked to camp. I should radio her. 993 to 980. Joan. Joan, can you hear me? This is Ranger Hank Anderson. Seth and I found your truck parked off the road. Is everything okay? Over.
Hank, what are you doing here? Get back to your... You can't... Here. That's an order.
Joan, say again. Repeat last message. You're not coming in clear. Over.
10-7. Get back to the station now.
Joan. Joan, I can't hear you. Copy?
Please leave. Return the station. Over.
I don't like this.
Let's drive to the camp?
I guess.
Hank, you have to uncuff me. We stand a better chance against this thing together. I saw it go against one person, and it ended quickly. It's a lot bigger and a lot stronger than us.
Seth.
Look, your friends are in danger. I don't know about you, but I want to find this thing and stop it before it hurts anyone else.
I simply can't risk another civilian getting hurt.
I'd risk it if it means I can find Allie.
Finding people is my job. I will find your friend. You just have to trust me to do that.
But Allie is my friend. Hank. Jesus Christ.
How? How? car is upside down.
We're not up against some bear. This thing is something bigger than that. Something more dangerous. Something that can flip and crush a fucking car.
Taylor! Adam, can you hear me?
I'm sorry. Now do you see what I'm talking about? Hank, you have to uncuff me.
No, you have to stay here. Wait. This is only Taylor's body. Where's Adam?
I can help you track down Adam and Joan. I'm positive the monster retreated to that bunker. And we have your gun, and you have a bunch of equipment in the back of your truck, right? Let's do this.
Seth, we should get back right now before...
Hank, are you just going to leave all these people out here to die? Think of their families.
No, it's just...
Then we have to find them. Uncuff me, and I'll take you to the bunker.
Give me your hands.
Thanks. All right, you have, like, search and rescue stuff in your trunk, right?
Axes, rope, all that.
Axe, definitely.
You think that'll stop this thing?
It's better than nothing.
So, that hatch is where you came in?
No, we actually came in through another way. We found a metal door in a concrete doorway that had a ladder leading down into a control room. It was at the bottom of the mountain. The hatch you and I came in is just the closest one to camp. I think there's another one in the mountain, too, and there's an entrance below a cabin on the other side of the lake.
No shit.
Yeah, where we just entered is where I last saw Brandon and Aaron's body.
You think this monster took the bodies?
Well, it's definitely a carnivore.
How do you know that?
Allie and I found its food storage in that cabin. That place was floating with deer carcasses.
Wow.
See what I mean? I honestly have no idea how big this place is, but it's here.
Hey, what's in here?
Those are just offices, mostly cubicles and stuff.
Huh.
Allie and I popped open a few. See this one over here? It's all personal files.
Really? Wow, this is... Huh.
We need to keep moving. You're wasting time.
Just wait a sec.
Come on, there isn't...
Does this look like Joan to you?
Holy shit.
Seth, this can't be right. There's no way.
Maybe it's just a lookalike? Two people who look, like, eerily similar years apart?
I don't think so. Eye color, hair color, it's all the same.
What's the name on the file?
Joan Stewart. Different last name.
Hank, look at this.
What?
This photo. It's the Project McCheech team. That's her, Hank. Isn't it?
I don't know. There's no way that...
Hank, goddammit, I told you to stay at the station. I lost enough good men up here.
Ma'am, when Taylor and Adam didn't radio back...
You thought waltzing up here with a civilian would be a good idea?
Ma'am, I just had to. Ma'am, did you see what happened to Adam? We found Taylor's body, but he wasn't...
I did. I found him in the mess hall. He got away from the accident, but then he cornered himself. He didn't know. Well, it wasn't peaceful, but it was quick.
So then it's true, then, this monster?
Yes, Hank, it's true.
Any reason you're in this picture?
Is this where you found the project file, Seth? The ones in your bag?
You're not answering the question.
Hank, can you help me reason with this boy?
Ma'am, why are you in this photo?
Hank, we'll talk about it later.
Well, but you...
Hank, there's a lot to discuss, and I'll catch you up on everything, but first...
No! Tell me! What the fuck is going on?
Hank, it's okay. I can answer all of your questions, but we need to leave here first.
Who are you? What's your involvement with this place?
Hank, I can explain everything. Please, just lower your weapon.
How can I trust you? Ex-military? McKeach? What the hell?
Hank, I think you should put the gun down. Fuck!
I'm sorry you had to see that, Seth. I really wish you hadn't come out here.
God damn it!
So that's it? What? You're gonna kill me now too? Because why? We know your secret? My parents, they'll know. And Brandon and Allie's parents, they all know we're up here.
And they'll be informed that you've all gone missing and suspected foul play was involved. Seth, this is just the way it has to be. Shit!
Arm. Fuck. 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 Highway. I just gotta get to the highway.
This show was created by Midnight Disease Productions, with help from Met Media. It was written by Pacific Obadiah and Larissa Fleming, and produced by Pacific Obadiah. You heard the voices of Bear Omundson as Seth, Maddie Moore as Allie, Jacob Thorne as Mike, Vin Ernst as Aaron, James Brunt as Brandon, Michael Miller as Ranger Hank, Kristen Van Etten as Ranger Joan, and Tobias Sterling as the author Dawn Parker. We've acquired many of our sound effects from freesound.org, and our music is composed by the wonderful It's Teeth. You can find him at itsteeth.net or on Bandcamp and Spotify. Midnight Disease Productions is a proud member of the Fake Crafter Network, where we work alongside amazing shows like Subject Found, Rex Riveter, Potpourri Theater, Sable, Theater of Tomorrow, Spines, and many more. You can find a full list of shows at fakecrafters.net. And lastly, we'd like to thank the countless friends and family members that have supported us through this entire process, including Steve, Ronan, Elizabeth, and Eric from Met Media, and Paul Sading from Fake Crafters. We couldn't have done this without you, and we look forward to season 2. Stay tuned.